This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, time to jump in with our friend Rochelle Olson from the Star Tribune. Cheers and jeers. And I read your first cheers, and basically you want all of us walking around naked. That's what I'm seeing. Just walk around. Dave, take your clothes off. I'll take my clothes off.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, right now. No morality from Rochelle Olson. Free the boobs. You're in favor of this ruling.
Sure. I mean, if everyone is naked, no one's really naked.
Yeah,
right?
That's a fair point.
It'll be like Europe.
Yeah. I agree with the ruling, by the way. Go ahead. I've talked about it a couple times, but...
Well, I know you have a law degree. Oh, wait.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead. Tell people...
No, I thought it was a good ruling. I mean, it was a unanimous ruling that they said that this wasn't inherently... lewd behavior just because the woman's breasts were exposed.
Yep.
And two of the justices wanted to go further in defining that breasts themselves, that there had to be sexual activity that there had to be genitalia involved. Can I say that on CCO radio?
You did. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're all adults here, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay, so... Now let's get to practically. Do you think in the next 6 months or so, throughout summer as an example, we will see a discernible difference?
No.
I don't either.
No. Absolutely not. It's still Minnesota.
Yeah. It's still Minnesota. Now, should we be more like European countries where this is just a part of everyday life and people can calm down and they move on quickly? Hell yes.
Well, I don't know, though. I mean, I think the weather is prohibitive. On the other hand, it's not exactly warm in parts of Europe either. And there's people of all ages topless at beaches, and that's how it is. But I think it would take a few years for us to get to that point.
I do, too. But I think they made the appropriate ruling myself. Okay. What is your view on St. Paul and their role with the X and how they went big, all the parties involved went big, and now they're pulling back. And even now, Rochelle, I keep hearing from people that they still might not be in the mix to get any money.
I mean, it's difficult to predict what happens at the legislature, but boy, I'd be shocked if they get a fraction of what they're asking for, which is now down to $50 million.
Yep.
There's just not the mood to give it out. But also, here's the problem. I mean, this is the St. Paul situation. I'm confounded. I've been talking to people about this for a couple weeks now, wondering why they waited so long to put in their proposal. I mean, I know the legislature got off to a late start, but you could have put your proposal in while they were
100%
preparing.
Correct.
So they drop their proposal in the middle of the session, and then they scale it back. And so it's like, well, what do you need here? What's the plan here? It certainly suggests a lack of cohesive planning. But additionally, what I didn't get into in Tears and Jeers is they don't have support from the St. Paul delegation.
I was just going to ask you that. I'm glad you brought that up. Expand on that. That's important.
And I don't know what's – I mean, I need to do more reporting on this. I will do more reporting on this. I'm a St. Paul resident, so self-interest-driven here.
Yeah, sure.
But downtown St. Paul is hanging by a thread. And
barely.
As a St. Paul property taxpayer, I'm keenly aware of that situation and worried about it. And also, I mean, downtown St. Paul, I think, is great. It's got a riverfront. We've got the XL, but it's like it needs help right now. And somebody needed to bring something to the table here.
Listen, I get the fatigue that a lot of us have if we've been here the last 15, 20, 25, 30 years, where every team battled for a stadium and seemingly every team ended up with a stadium. But you've nailed it on St. Paul. And there's a lengthy story in the Wall Street Journal today about the number of cities, including the recent announcement in D.C., where they've said, we're going to embrace it in a large way, but also have housing a part of it and other businesses a part of it. And where you're so pressing on this is just St. Paul. And again, I love parts of downtown St. Paul. But let's just be honest. If you don't have an event at the X in downtown St. Paul, it's a borderline ghost town. It just is.
Oh, absolutely.
It just is. And so this is a situation where or whatever it's going to be, it's no longer going to be the X, whatever it is the livelihood. When the Wild keep getting 16, 17, 18,000 on a regular basis, when their concerts, even dilapidated Roy Wilkins, when they can fit people in there,
can bring in Sturgill Simpson.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who I just loved at the Armory this week. Man, Sturgill was just phenomenal. It's the livelihood for those hotels, for those businesses, for those restaurants, and
the property tax base. And
absolutely.
The tax base.
Absolutely.
And just the joie de vivre. I mean, I'm sure it's when I say I love downtown St. Paul, I mean, I feel like it's walkable. Some days on a good day, you're walking around, it feels like a European city. You've got Rice Park. You look up, and there's the cathedral.
Cool. I agree. Yep.
And you've got the river right there. But they need to make some connections. And when Craig Leopold from the Wild came in and talked to the legislature a month or so ago, people were, I love what you did in Nashville. And that was a city where they went big, like you're talking about.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see it. It's just confounding because if the X is dark, you get a problem.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Whereas the contrast, because whenever Rodriguez and Lori get approved with the NBA and fully take over, they're going to announce the push for a stadium, and they're going to push and say they're going to pay for a lot of it, but are they going to want some county involvement, city involvement? Yes. Minneapolis certainly benefits greatly from Target Center, but are they going to shut down? Are they in the same dire position as St. Paul with the X? No. Rochelle Olson is here. Cheers and Jeers. Absolutely worth reading. Comes out late Thursday. We talk about it every Friday here with Rochelle on CCO. So let's talk about what's happening with U.S. Bank, because you raised two interesting issues about U.S. Bank with the funding and then the birds. Okay, two issues that seemingly have been a part of this stadium forever. Explain to people what you're talking about.
Well, all of these, by the way, are very complicated because every deal is different.
Yeah, for sure.
Has a different funding mechanism. But the birds I'm talking about with U.S. Stadium, when U.S. Stadium was built, the building got grandfathered in and didn't have to do sort of the glass mitigation effort that all new buildings that receive public funding now do have to do. And, I mean, the problem is that birds well, birds fly into glass and are seriously harmed or killed, either of which is bad. And there are things they could have done with the glass. They could have put fritting, these little etchings on the glass that steer the birds away. But U.S. Bank Stadium has some nice landscaping in parts, and the birds see the trees reflected in the glass. And as anybody who's been there knows, there's a lot of glass around U.S. Bank Stadium. And so birds are definitely dying there. Is it the biggest bird killer in downtown Minneapolis? No, it's not. That's not what an actual academic study showed. But, I mean, the concern from conservationists is any dead bird is a bird that, you know, should be alive. And it's also close to the Mississippi Flyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of bird traffic in there. It's just not good from an environmental standpoint. So they don't have to spend a bazillion dollars. There are smaller things they could do, but have sort of balked at doing. The other issue is U.S. Bank Stadium. They've made clear, U.S. Bank Stadium and the Vikings, they would like a dedicated funding source for ongoing maintenance for the building. And the building,
which seems realistic, right? It doesn't seem outrageous.
Well, it's not just realistic. It is arguably, and the Vikings, I think, if it came to this, nobody wants it to come to this, but the Vikings could sue because there is, under the stadium's use agreement, created after the enabling legislation, which is a great term for radio, right?
Yeah.
Enabling legislation. The stadium use agreement requires the state, which owns the building, to maintain it in a first-class condition. I think you can look across the river and see there's no such clause in the XL Energy Center. So now that building's sort of falling apart, and they're like, we need money. They don't want to get to that point with U.S. Bank Stadium. U.S. Bank Stadium's still in great condition. It's still relatively new, but as you look around the country, and now you're talking about people building new stadiums or arenas with housing and retail, just bigger Lollapalooza deals, you can see how it could become outdated pretty quickly. They want it to stay nice. They want a dedicated funding source. They suggested electronic poll tabs, which were
massively successful.
Well, they were. They kind of tailed off a little bit, but that is a whole other very complicated story. But they just want a sliver of that money to go into a fund for future repairs for U.S. Bank Stadium. Absent some sort of dedicated funding and pot of money, that the scenario would be the stadium operators and or the Vikings coming to the legislature and, you know, begging for money when something needs to be done in the building. And you can imagine how that would play out.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not good.
Not good.
No, no.
Excellent information. Very good. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll look forward to our visit next Friday.
All right. See you then.
Rochelle Olson. Cheers and jeers. Another column on a regular basis. StarTribune.com. About to tell you about StretchLab. But I want to talk about this and set it up for your text and phone calls. The Who, Dave Harrigan tells me, on a retirement tour. I feel like this has happened like 30 times.
Yes.
Okay.
When they're done with whatever tour they're doing right now, some American dates coming up, back to Europe, they're done.
I felt like I saw them two or three times here in the last 15 years when it was goodbye.
Don't ask them to play Pinball Wizard.
Yeah, we talked about that again. Dalton the other day yelling at a guy, I'm not going to play Pinball Wizard. Hey, Roger, if I'm going to put the money down, I need a little Pinball Wizard.
Yes.
Okay? I don't need your esoteric stuff when you're 81. Okay, so a couple of musical questions here. If you could see any band as they're nearing the end, present or past, who would you want to see? Who would you want to see? So they're coasting to the end, but they still got enough juice about them that you'd want to see them.
It'd still be a big show?
Yes. Still at minimum a Target Center and X show.
We're not doing the casino circuit anymore.
No. No. We think that because they're not coming here to go to Treasure Island.
It's a nice amphitheater.
They're not coming here to go to the Palace. Another great place. They're not coming here to go to the Armory. And let me just tell you, I loved Sturgill Simpson on Wednesday night. I mean, he's playing the Allman Brothers. He's doing the jam band stuff. He's playing Party all the time. He's playing some of his classic hits. I wish he had a few more classic hits. Country music needs to find a way, or some music needs to find a way to recognize Sturgill, because, man, I think he's a genius. Now, back to the Who. Are you okay if you see a band you really like and they're kind of on fumes? Are you okay if Roger Daltrey isn't close to the same voice? Are you okay if you see Daryl Hall? Probably not Hall & Oates anymore.
No.
Okay, because apparently they hate each other. And Daryl Hall is 85%. Still a great voice, but it's not that phenomenal, unique Daryl Hall. Are you okay if you like a band or you liked him so much or loved him so much, even though they're, I don't want to say a shell of themselves, but they're not the same, are you still going? So if you can see any band near the end, who do you want to see? And are you okay? Do you have an expectation when you go that they're not in the prime, but it's still awesome to see them? Let me know. I'm curious. 651-461-9226. When I think of Roger Daltrey, I think of a fit individual. He's in shape, right? Roger, I'm told, loves the Am I Wrong segment.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, who doesn't? So I'm hoping that Roger's tuned in a little early. And as listeners, Roger, when you come here, because I'm assuming the Who's will come here, we're big. Our Who demographics are big. Comes to the X, Target Center, my backyard. I'd love that. I prefer that. Roger, go to Stretch Lab. 11 locations. Get, when you're whipping that microphone like you do, like nobody else, make sure that shoulder's good.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure the forearms and the biceps good. If you're going to play golf Saturday, Sunday, why not show the boys out there? Hey, how you doing back there when you hit your drive about 10, 15 yards further? If you're Harrigan waking up at 4:30 in the morning, the ex is at me, I'm just not sleeping. You want to lift a little bit more weight? You want to feel a little better? Doesn't matter your physical activity. They're going to make you feel 10, 20% better. Maybe it's a one-time visit. Maybe become a monthly regular. I've been going for 6 years, and I love it. StretchLab.com, because you're at this spot, half off your first visit. Do it today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dave Harrigan, you first. When a band or a singer is near the end and you sign up, you okay with the 70% version, or are you ticked off?
I'm okay if it's a band or a singer that I really like, that I'm really into. I know their stuff. I've been following them for a long time, that I'm absolutely okay with.
Yep.
You know, John Bon Jovi not being able to hit the high note, so he just holds the mic out.
So bad.
His voice is shot.
I think he has acknowledged, hasn't he, that it's pretty much over.
When you've done Living on a Prayer that many times at full strength,
over.
Good luck. But no, if it's a band I really like, an artist I really like, I'm okay. If I'm seeing somebody that, you know, you invite me to see, somebody I'm kind of lukewarm on, I haven't ever seen maybe before live, I know some of their stuff, not all their stuff. No, that's really,
I think you've nailed it. Because I love the
Who. Am I wrong?
Well, you will be frequently, I'm assuming. I love the Who. I've pointed that before. They might be my favorite super group. And might be my favorite concert ever. Summer of 1989. I called like 90% of the Orlando Twins games, or maybe 85, or forget how many. And there was an off day. And the Who were playing at the Sombrero. We drove over. Let's say we might have been sidetracked for some fun. And we showed up, and they just had started. Guy, ticket broker, was just worn out. He goes, here, $5 a piece. Gave us in this special area on the field. Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend, 1989, were 20 yards from me. And they played for 2.5 hours. Just loved it. But I saw them. I've joked about it many times when Daltrey didn't have his voice. And that one, he was sick, and I think he should have canceled. I really do. It was that bad. But
when he owes you one.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said. When I saw Bruce the most recent time, a couple years ago, he played still a long time. But is he as enthusiastic as the vim and vigor there? Maybe the vigor is. I don't know where the vim is.
Uh-oh.
But I'm a huge Springsteen fan, so I get it. If it's somebody else and I'm just lukewarm on him, or I've never seen him, and I put down some pretty good cash, and that's what I get, I think it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Who would I want to see? I never saw Petty, and I...
It's going to be tough now.
It's going to be a little more difficult, I hear now, to see him. I really wish I would have seen Petty. See, I think Petty, maybe I'm changing the game a little bit too, because the YouTube stuff I saw Petty, he still was pretty close to his peak. I don't think he had slipped that much.
Yeah, he still had it. I think he did a Hollywood Bowl show. It was his last show just a few days or a week before his death.
Wasn't good. Wasn't our gal Yukis at that show?
I don't know.
I think she might have been. I think she was. Somebody says the Eagles. The Eagles are kind of both, right? Because obviously you don't have Fry. And they've admitted like multiple times they're just here for the cash. And so,
which is fine.
Without Fry, you aren't the same. Even as good as his kid is and as Vince Gill is, they're not Glenn Fry. So probably somebody people would like to see, and you kind of accept that they're not quite the same. Rolling Stones.
That's mine.
Yeah. Although, when did Carter and I, when were they at the, it was TCF Bank then?
That's 1975.
That's the one where the fool in front of us had the entire show on his iPad the entire time for his buddy who was just sitting in his kitchen. Do you think that drove me nuts? Do you think I festered about that at all?
No, I don't think you did. From what Carter told me about the Sturgill Simpson show, what do we call him? Sparkle Sturgeon.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was some issues with the guy behind you at that show.
Well, no. They were staying up. By the way, Mr. No Chat was chatting a lot when he was up by the bar, so he made his own rules where he could chat.
Oh, because
up by the
Carter.
Bar, he was blah 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 blah. But then, if you got on the floor, apparently you're not allowed to talk.
That's shush up.
Yeah, that's area. Shush up. So they were too much blah, 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 blah. It was one of Jimmy Francis's 847 siblings. Seemed like a great guy. But I'm like, Michelle, let's go actually see the show. You know? So I didn't run into those issues. He's now worse than me with this stuff. I've infected him where he notices too much stuff. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Guns N' Roses. He hasn't been the same for decades, right?
Nah, I think we could move past that.
Yeah. Nashville will never recognize Sturgill. We're talking about Sturgill Simpson. Because he, like few others, refused to play the game beyond. I'm not sure if he even owns his publishing rights. Yeah. That's the thing, though, in the music industry, if you don't play the ball game.
Yep.
It's Morgan Wallen is the rarity. Morgan Wallen, not the greatest human being, let's be honest. We got a lot of evidence on that. But some catchy tunes. And when he was tossing out the N-word left and right... And the big knockers in the music business wouldn't play him. He still found a way to survive. Now, some of his just people love his music. And others just like that he said the N-word. So it's a bit troubling. I think they were a much, much smaller group. But to act like they weren't part of the group is silly.
Yeah.
Right? So the very few can survive without popular radio pushing you out. And Sturgill's just not in that group. Next time he's in town, go see him. You'll love him. Am I wrong? Next.
No, we got to hear that part. I like that part.
Yeah, of course you do.
You want to just jump right into it then?
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, almost coming up on 2:42.
Yeah.
Nailed it once again, Mr. Clock.
Excuse me?
Let's talk a little about Newark, shall we?
Good luck.
Newark, the airport.
Buckle up, baby.
In the news earlier this week for the absolute mess going
on. Last night, the radar went out again.
Yeah, so starting earlier this week, but has progressed. But I don't care at all about the whole airport situation. That's not what I'm focused on.
Very compassionate of you.
Excuse me, that's not what the committee is focused on. Newark! Newark, 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 New Jersey. It's time to change your name. We do not need a city right across the water in the shadow of New York City with a name that sounds a lot like the greatest city in the world. But not quite. You're like, you're just trying to trick us.
Oh, where are you going? Oh, New York?
Yeah.
Newark.
You're not fooling anybody. Yeah. Not a single person has ever planned a trip to the Big Apple, flown into Newark, looked across the bay at the beautiful Manhattan skyline, turned to the family and said, I think we're in the right place. I think this is it. Newark, it's time for you to embrace who you are, Newark. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Embrace who you are. Stop pretending to be something you're not. You don't want to be known as the New York City cheap imitation, do you? No, you're not a knockoff. Come up with a new name. Love yourself for who you are, Newark.
Am I wrong? So right. It's excellent. So right, except lacking one thing. So it gets an A-. Because to really seal it, you would have provided the new name.
I'm leaving that up to the good people of Newark.
After you just belittled them for their lack of savvy and imitating and failing miserably at it, you're now going to give these people the power again?
Did you tell May to be 90 degrees on Mother's Day? No, you challenged May. You belittled May.
I did.
And May has responded to the challenge.
So you think
now
Newark.
I want the good people of Newark and, frankly, the town itself.
Wait, New York or Newark?
Newark.
Yeah.
To respond to my challenge.
Yeah.
To the committee's challenge to them.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Yes. About time.
You're on board. One for
five
one
today. 5 years into the bit, you got one right.
Oh, believe me. I've gotten a lot more than one. Never been wrong. Let's go with this one now.
Yeah.
What does the word sovereignty mean to you?
Control.
Control.
Yeah.
Power, supreme authority, independence.
How you
others.
Run this show?
Well, until this week, the committee would have agreed with you. All those fit nicely. However, in the unanimous vote last night that we had at the committee meeting.
Yeah. How many? Ballpark.
We had 13 there.
Okay.
Yep, 13, including myself.
Lindsey Brown?
No.
Okay.
Goodness, no.
I thought she was member of the committee.
You were here for Am I Wrong last week.
I was.
She's got a long
still
ways to go before she...
The goal, power play, penalty kill situation.
We had about 15 minutes discussion about that at the head of the meeting last night. It was... A lot of people very disappointed.
Yeah.
Anyway, sovereignty.
The horsey.
Yeah, it now stands for quitting. Let's be honest. Because earlier this week, we did learn that sovereignty, the Derby winning horse, will not run in the Preakness, robbing the horse racing enthusiast public of a shot at a Triple Crown. The horse's trainer, Bill Mott, says the decision comes because they, quote, want to do what's best for the horse. Clearly that quote, I believe, was cut off because it should have read, what's best for the horse, ... making us millions as we put it out to stud. New rule for horse racing, Chad. Committee has made this determination. If you want to get into the Derby, you must sign a contract guaranteeing if your horse wins, you must race in the Preakness. Yeah. And if you win them both, you must follow it up to
one
the Belmont. Because, keep listening,
okay,
you don't get to spend couple years running that crap out of this horse, training them, and then have 2 minutes racing around Churchill Downs
and they're
whipping the hell out of the horse, and then tell us, oh, we're doing it for the good of the horse, like you're part of some pretend equine humane society. Knock it off.
Am I wrong? So you sign this contract.
Yes.
The horse could finish 17th?
No, I said if you win.
If you win.
If you win, you must continue to the Triple Crown.
The horse wins.
Yes.
These are trained specialists who determine that the horse is not ready to run 3 weeks later. But no,
Dave Harrigan, who wouldn't watch a horse race if it was in his backyard.
I watched the Derby live, my man.
You stumbled upon
it. I've watched it every year since I was like six.
Oh my!
I love the
Derby.
Sounds
like Carter and this fishing opener scam that he's
love
got
the
going.
Derby.
No, you're wrong. You're allowed to make a judgment on the health of the horse. Sounds like you're in favor of more horse tragedies. Is that what you're in favor
of? I will give you this.
Yeah, thank you.
Churchill Downs had their share of horse tragedies recently.
Quite a few.
I will give you this. If the trainer, the owner, whoever says, look, we have a legitimate issue here, we can bring in some independent veterinarians to look over the horse, and if they determine that, yes, we've got a problem here, then perhaps
you
a decision can be made.
You realize they can get a lot more money for stud purposes if said horse wins another leg of the Triple Crown.
They're not willing to take that chance of a loss.
Well, they don't want the horse to perish, break a leg right in front of us.
So, like I said, they're not doing it for the benefit of the horse as much as the benefit of their pocketbook.
Well, the whole enterprise is tied to the benefit of their pocketbook. Who are you, Bernie Sanders?
I'm simply saying, don't lie to us. Don't lie to us. Oh, we're doing it for the horse. We love the pony.
While you're smacking the horse on
yes,
the basis?
Yes, exactly. Just tell me I'm right. Just
you're
go ahead.
Wrong.
It doesn't hurt.
You're wrong.
It doesn't hurt.
I was trying to decide how far I could go with the smacking joke, and I decided I would not.
Smart move.
I mean, now I basically have left it out there for others to determine on their own. Hey, Cook is in for DeRussia. So Dan will join us for a little Am I Wrong when we come back. That's with a B, right?
That's right.
I just want to make sure.
Yes,
I want to make sure what song we're playing here on WCCO Radio.
It'll be Leonard Nimoy, another great Leo, bringing you the ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
I've been waiting for what has happened to Bilbo Baggins. I've been curious. Here he is, Shock Jock.
Yes.
Dan Cook, who I'm told is going to destroy.
Did you call him Dan Cook?
I think he kind of did,
that's
yeah.
That's not nice.
Well, that's his new shock jock name. Okay. He is going to destroy the Catholic Church and Pope Leo today.
Here we go.
The entire show.
Buckle up, baby.
Yeah. Going
Here's
at
the
him.
Thing.
Going at him. Is this tied to Winefest? Is this why he's not here?
I don't know if it's a Winefest. He was doing some video thing today.
Got it.
He was kind of evasive about it, so I didn't really press.
Well.
Mostly because I don't really care.
And I don't know how much he cares about here either. I do know he cares about Instagram.
Sure.
We're all aware of that.
Oh, yeah.
There was a social media fee passed, and it was like, if you're a regular user, don't worry about it. Jason's not a regular user. He should be. I'm sure he knows all about it.
I absolutely believe that. Yes.
Yeah. What do we got, Dave? What's next here?
Well, I could bring you an Am I Wrong greatest hit.
Oh, please don't. Please.
I could bring you a replay of the time a year ago we played this Am I Wrong greatest hit. But I'm going to freshen it up.
What was the greatest hit topic?
Last Friday, I was at the Home Depot. Outdoors gardening section.
Yeah.
Loading up the cart. A couple plants. Nice hostas. A couple bags of dirt.
You like your hostas. I mean, they're right there.
Yeah.
Once you put them in, you really don't have to do a lot.
Very sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
Very sturdy.
Unlike you.
Some dirt. And you guessed it. About
mulch.
a dozen bags of mulch.
Yeah.
I admit it.
Yeah.
I'm part of the problem. Years ago, Big Mulch got me to believe. They got their hooks into me, and I can't get free. Here, they said, try this beautiful red mulch around your trees, flower beds. It'll make everything so gorgeous all summer long. Colors will pop. You'll have the best-looking yard in the neighborhood. That was Big Mulch's pitch to me.
Yeah.
Shame on Big Mulch for the lies, and the shame on me for believing in them. So I plan to spend another spring, summer, and fall raking it back to where it should be, watching the color fade.
God knows
Always
how long you're willing to milk that mulch. My
saving
God.
Up to...
Mulch from the Lincoln administration at your place.
Buy a dozen more bags.
How long
spring.
Is mulch supposed to last? I have no idea.
I don't know, but it's a scam. He's 1,000% correct.
Thank you. Mulch, greatest and sadly the most successful scam ever pulled. Ever hold on the American outdoor living and landscaping enthusiast public.
Am I wrong?
It's supposed to last all year.
You're 100% correct, and I've fallen victim. I come on here on the radio once every other year for a while and just rip mulch, and then you know what I do when my guy Brian calls me? How about some new mulch?
Load
sure.
Up.
Sure,
load
Brian. Sure, let's go. Let's go. Just keep going. This is a better one. Better one. Okay, Brian, better one. When it first is installed, whether self-installed or professionals installed, if you brush it out there right, looks tremendous.
Yes. And then you get to June.
I think it's like 10 days later and it's already going gray and you're like, why am I such a sucker? That's why he's an apartment liver.
Is this one of those things as an apartment liver? Is this kind of like when you go get your oil changed and they tell you there's like the filter and the other thing and the other, and you don't have any idea what they're talking about. So you just sort of, yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead and come. So when those mulch guy shows up, oh yeah, no, you definitely need
to sign
mulch.
A pack. You don't realize when you first put mulch in, you have signed a pack in perpetuity that every year or two, you're going to pay for more mulch.
That sounds awful.
Laura's a gardener. She, I think she falls for big mulch too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Laura, do you get new mulch every couple years?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a scam. Epic scam.
It's a total scam.
It's unbelievable. I wish I was behind big mulch.
Yeah.
That's what we're really upset about is that we're not profiting off
that
of big mulch.
That mulch money, mulch cash?
I'd like to be big mulch shed. You know, I mean, big Chad mulch. Whatever order it is.
Lots of varieties, lots of colors,
yes.
Lots of textures.
Yes. Yes.
And they're all the same scam.
It's a mulch potpourri.
And mine is going to last 11 days. Okay. Which I think is more than most mulch lasts.
That's some good mulch you got.
Yeah, that is. Thank you. Thank you. I'm proud of my mulch.
So, Chad, if we have a second, I have a dilemma that I was hoping our listeners might help
yeah,
with.
Yeah, let's go.
So, we have two beautiful, a Mr. and a Mrs. Purple Finch.
Yeah.
Who are building a nest in my hanging potted fern right by the front door.
Out. Gone.
No, I'm nervous because I need to water the fern and the front door is getting
open. Get them out of here, Dave Harrigan.
They got to go.
Well, okay, bring them in the house then.
What do I do?
Where's the line?
I don't know what to do about these birds, so maybe people can
grab a BB gun and call for help.
Wow.